You know this song, Bill?
Yeah, it always makes me cry.
Landslide.
Yeah, it makes me cry.
I believe a landslide happened last night.
Sure did.
And we have a friend of ours who's on the phone.
We do, hey. Wendy. Coleman Vandermeer Bailo joins us right now, a return visit to the show. He became famous just a few short months ago when behind legendary broadcaster Eric Rung, he did an incredible victory dance for Lori Lightfoot. How are you, Coleman?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How are you doing?
We're great, too.
Why are you doing so well? What makes you so happy this fine morning?
The sun is shining bright, and last night, I think, was a historic step for America. And, I mean, I'm still on cloud nine. It's incredible. Who would have thought, you know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, that this would have been one of the greatest upsets in American municipal history? I really have to say that.
Well, aside from Lori Lightfoot winning in a landslide election last night, we are bringing you two together again because Eric Rung is in the studio with us, and you dance behind
Eric. Hello.
Hey, buddy, I'm doing well. I missed your dancing last night. I was staring at the screen. I was covering a different candidate, but I was waiting for you.
I saw that. I was looking for you in the press, and then I saw you at a different bar. I said, "Oh no, I can't dance behind Eric today."
Well, you know, you could have taken a car down to the south side, and you know, I had plenty of room behind me. Why no dancing?
That would have been the better option. You're right,
Coleman. No dancing from you at all last night. Why? What happened?
I was dancing.
Oh, you were?
I mean, here's the thing. It was packed. There was just so many people there, and I couldn't dance as much because I was screaming the whole time. It was packed. And, you know, I've never been in a room where I've had such a palpable, real, positive energy like that. And afterwards, you know, I was dancing a little bit, but the cameras were down. I thought, you know what, let's leave it to Lori. Let's let her have this night,
yep.
You know, for all the news. So I was there. You know, there's a bunch of photos. You can see me holding signs up in the crowd, but I was dancing in my heart. Let's put it that way.
And let's remind people that, Coleman, you just decided to jump on the Lori Lightfoot campaign as a volunteer. You just thought she could make a difference, and you really put your power and energy behind her, and now you're working with her.
Right. Yeah. No, it was, I started volunteering in September, and that was, it was after I had met her at a street festival in the summertime, and a friend's like, "Hey, I'm going to volunteer. You should join me." And, here we are. And it's just so surreal. But I mean, you listen to her speech. It's about bringing all these Chicagoans together. I mean, she won 50 out of 50 wards. This is a clear, distinct message, not just from me, but from, I think, most people in Chicago, like, hey, we're ready to come together and like try to make a difference for this city. And it feels really good.
When you volunteered for her at the outset, she was far from the front runner. Nobody predicted that she'd be the next mayor of Chicago. What did you see there, Coleman?
I saw someone with, you know, a genuine heart and kindness and intelligence that I could say, you know what, this is a person I can get behind. And I kind of talked about it. When you talk to her one-on-one, she's just as engaging with you as she is when she's on the podium. And that's what I really liked about her, was her genuine spirit. I thought, you know, she knows a lot more than me. I'm happy to put myself behind this person, and I do trust her. And aside from that, I mean, it's just, you know, it's like that snowball effect. It just grew and grew. And there are times, you know, even I doubted it myself. Is this, you know, can we actually do this? Can we make a difference? And I mean, who would have guessed 50 out of 50 wards for this candidate? I mean, it's a testament to her strength and her power. And I think it's going to be great. And, you know, the people that work for her campaign, you know, I've got to know very well. I've worked tirelessly, and shout out to them. And, you know, I think it was a real palpable, genuine movement that everyone in Chicago could rally behind. Yeah. And I think that's very exciting.
Yeah. You know, 50 out of 50, obviously she has a clear mandate here. But she has got an awful lot of work ahead of her. Where does she start? Where would you like to see her start?
So that's a really good question, Bill. I mean, and that's what
that was, Eric,
said,
just to tell you. I don't want Bill to get credit for a good question.
That, thank you. I would have said person date, not mandate, Eric, just between you and me.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. I mean, I would say, you know, there's a lot of people that have said, I don't know anyone that would want this job. The tasks at hand are so difficult. And it's not
Wendy's been saying it all morning.
I can't believe it. Good for her.
Good for her. But everyone in America, and maybe a lot of people around the world, are going to be watching Chicago with a pointed eye to see how we tackle these challenges and move forward. Like, there's a lot of things from the crime and the pension crisis. And all I can say is, you know, I'm not as smart as Lori. I'll say that. But when you ask her a question, she's not going to tell you what you want to hear. She's like, I'm glad you asked this question. Here's what I believe the solution is, and here's like the 5-step process. Where do we start? I think it's going to be uniting our neighborhoods, right? There's a huge, huge difference between the west side and the north side and the south side. And I think it's going to start with kind of uniting these people after this historic election. We're still kind of floating on cloud nine and bringing us together as a people and making our city more united. And I don't know how she's going to do that, but I think, you know, you look at her policies, they have a great idea, restoring faith between the authorities and the communities and kind of bridging that gap. And I think that's where it starts, is giving everyone faith in our fellow citizens.
Do you think she went to bed at all last night? Because if I was her, there was no way I'd be able to sleep with all that adrenaline running through me.
I don't know. You know, I just remember there was a day I was in the office and I got to peek at her schedule. I said, I don't know how this person is putting that much energy. As soon as she's done, she must just like shut down. You know what I mean? I'm sure she got plenty of sleep last night, and I'm sure she's feeling great today. And I said to some of the staff, like, hey, what do we do tomorrow? It's like, well, now we have to think about the inauguration. You know what I mean? There's still a lot of work to do. So I'm going to be going in and helping to shut down some of the field offices with some of the other staff. And this is, you know, this isn't the end. This is just the beginning, which is kind of exciting.
Will you be there? Of course you will. Have you worked on some new dance moves?
I mean, I'll just be dancing all the way across Chicago. I don't think I can stop dancing, right? I said that. If you stop dancing, it breaks the spell. So,
Coleman, I know you do work for her outreach program and for the LGBTQ community. I mentioned this earlier, but I want you to hear it too. People say, why is it important? It says in the headlines, the first openly gay mayor. Why is that important? And I said, it's important because if there's a kid out there who feels not connected or disenfranchised, this says to that kid, here's a girl who's living what you're living through, and she's the mayor of Chicago. Do you agree with that? I hope you do.
I mean, it's just even hearing it from someone in the mainstream media, you know, like you, Bill, it brings a little bit of a tear to my eye. This is one of the most important things that could happen to people like that in this city. And, you know, I'm proud to stand behind Lori for that. And it's not just for, you know, it's for women too. It's for the black community. It's for people that feel like they don't have a chance because of who they're born and, you know, where they start in life. And she said that in her speech, you know, this is our job now, is to make everyone, every child out there believe that they could be mayor of Chicago. And I think that's a really great statement, you know, to end the night. And also, you know, she was really nice about Tony Preckwinkle, and I'm excited to see the both of them work together because they're going to have a lot of work to do together, you know. And I think Tony was a great candidate, and her and Lori together, you know, working for a better Chicago, I think is going to be monumental and historic in its own right.
It's the Lori Lightfoot hat trick, woman, African-American, gay, and I am all behind it, and I'm very proud of our city.
Thank you, Wendy. I am too. I'm with you guys 100%. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Of course.
Wendy, we got to go get some matzo ball soup down the street.
Right. Well, bring Lori with. I'll buy her a bowl of matzo ball at 11 City Diner.
That sounds like a great lunch.
Coleman,
I'll work on it.
We're going to send you Eric Rung's schedule so you'll know what stories he's covering and you can stand behind him and dance.
I tell you, that I need you behind me dancing. I got more comments on that than I have on any other story I've ever done.
Well,
ever.
You know what? I will be there when you least expect it, and I look forward to that time.
Keep dancing, my friend.
Congratulations.
Coleman.
We're very happy.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have
a great day.
You too. All right.
God, I love him.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a really good guy. All right, we'll take a break. A lot more show.